Hey, 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 everybody. It's Lynn Schuster-Williams.
And Brooke Haynes.
And we are here at Frequency 500, woo-hoo, where we are on a mission to create a movement of people who want to live at love or above.
Yes,
Brooke. I'm so excited to be here with you. And, you know, we're recording this kind of near the end of August, beginning of September, you know, summer's wrapping up, it's fall and getting ready to be fall in the part of the world where we live. And Brooke, I think both of us might share this. I think of this time of year as kind of like New Year, like the way most cultures think about the New Year, a new launch to the fresh year. That's what this always feels like to me. Do you relate to that?
I do. I'm always, when I start seeing school supplies come out.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I think it is. I think, you know, our society trains us as kids. That's part of our social programming, to get excited this time of year. And I've just been thinking about that lately. And I'm in launch mode with a bunch of stuff in my business. So I am launching this and launching that and have new things in the mix and all the stuff, right? And that feels like that energy of, you know, the beginning of a new year, a beginning of a new endeavor, of things to learn and things to work on and all that sort of stuff. And I started thinking about that in relation to Frequency 500, about how when we get excited, just naturally, our vibration increases, right? Our frequency goes up.
Absolutely.
Do you feel that?
I do. And also, just this morning, when I went to go do my meditation, I picked something totally different because I'm like, God, the heck with all this serious stuff. Let me have something fun. And so I did a really fun, Nick Brew, I'll give a shout out, does these meditations with like techno in the background. And it sounds really crazy, but it's like infusing upbeat, mm-hmm, infusing like fresh, infusing wanting to move instead of this, let me work on myself and get better all the time, you know? And so this morning that I did that this morning, and it reminded me of the F It Happy Game. And that's how I met Nick Brew, mm-hmm, is the F It Happy Game. And when I was really bringing in some of my favorite times in my life, I was practicing that and I was launching things.
Yeah.
So I think they go hand in hand so well, having fun and launching things and starting things and being inspired. Often in January, I'm only inspired because I'm supposed to be, because there's a new time of the word, but really I want to snuggle.
Right. It really, in this part of the world, makes you want to sit by the fire with a cup of hot cocoa in January, not get all excited about launching new stuff, right? Or whatever.
And to go back to my point, I don't think I ever closed it up with my point. I saw in myself how everything started to shift. And just being excited about thinking about the F It Happy Game and thinking about the and doing a meditation that was upbeat. And I said, I'm not working on myself today. I'm just going to be happy. Yeah. And you can be happy and work on yourself. I'm not trying to go down that rabbit hole, but I'm just saying to keep it light, to keep it fun, and to keep it going in that, you know.
Yeah. So we will put a link to Nick's stuff in the show notes for this episode so that people can find Nick, who you gave a shout out to, for that, for sure. And it's funny that you mentioned that, and this more kind of higher energy meditation background music that Nick was using, because this week I found a guy on, I didn't find him on Spotify, but I think I found him on Instagram, and he had a link to his Spotify channel. and where it's not just his music, it's his channel called Healing House. And his name is Lincoln Jesser. And we'll put a link to Lincoln too. He has no idea I was about to say that. I just found him like 2 days ago and started listening to him. But he has some really cool, it's what you're talking about. This music that makes you want to move, but also it feels really clean and clear and, you know, yeah, all of that. So I had that experience this week too, where I turned on this, some of Lincoln Jesser's music and was just moving. That's another thing. Obviously, you know, when we're having fun and dancing and stuff, that's a frequency raiser. But I think it's also, I've been working on healthy ways to do my work in a state of flow. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I have been conscious about is what I do when I take a break. So if I work for a while and it's time to get up and have a break and walk away from the computer and all the things, right? I used to grab my phone and go look at social media, or maybe go eat lunch and watch 10 minutes of Netflix or something totally different to get. Now I put on some of Lincoln's music and move for 5 minutes or something way. And I can tell the difference, Brooke, in my excitement about coming back to work is different. My whole frequency is different than if I do one of the other things that are lower frequency activities when I'm taking a break.
Girl, you got me excited. I'm over here going, yes, I'm excited. I'm excited just listening to you. And it takes me back to that same time period when I was doing the same. I'm like, I'm going to take a break and I'll go hug a tree, or I'll go take a break. And I would do, and I would bust a move with my son. He was four and five at the time. And I was like, let's dance a jig. And we would just be crazy and fun for a minute and move our bodies. And we'd go right back at it. And we'd do that rhythm all day long. And it was so much fun. And I've been thinking about that lately.
Yeah. But
hearing you talk like that, because I too have been realizing when I go use the bathroom, I'm answering emails.
Right. Like, we probably all didn't need to know that, but okay. Yeah, it's the truth, right? We do way too much instead. Yeah. That's not a break.
It's not.
So that's not a break. And that's not a higher vibration activity too, right? And I remember when I first met you, we were on a Zoom one time and we had been working on something like intensely, like getting stuff done. And all of a sudden you were like, oh, I'll be right back. And I was like, sure, you know, go do whatever you got to do. And I didn't know what you went to do. And you went and walked outside barefoot and stood in the grass for like 2 minutes and came back. And I was like, everything okay? And you were like, oh yeah, I just needed the grass for a minute. And I was like, right. See, I remembered that actually this week when I was thinking about what are the things I do when I take a break and how to make choices about those things that serve me better than the choices I had been making, which were like, just continue to get work done. And that's not taking a break.
Right. And to revert, because I think about, well, who am I now and who I was then, right?
Yeah.
And even though I have expanded and transformed a lot, I have belief systems and ability to handle things, and a lot of things are so much greater within. I felt better then. Like, I felt better then because I was implementing the fun and getting my brain a break.
Yes.
So I thought, ooh, imagine if I'm doing that now in my more expanded self. The top might blow off.
Right. We all might need to buckle up, right?
That's right. Ooh, you got me all kinds of excited over here, Lynn.
Yeah, that's right. And isn't that the truth? You know, I think one of the things about the personal development industry and the spiritual development industry, because it is an industry, you know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And there's so many things that don't serve us, that are purported to be the way to do things, you know, like rise and grind. That's one I really hate. Like, that is not a high vibe answer for me. It might be for somebody else. I'm not saying don't rise and grind if that's your gig. I'm just saying that a lot of times we are told by personal development gurus or authors or whatever that this is how to be. And when we go down that road, it doesn't serve us. You know, that's how we get into habits like, oh, I got to take a break. Well, let me grab my phone and go check, you know, for social media things or emails I need to answer or whatever. That is not taking a break, right? Mm. That is not. And I hear people talk about they want to have a lifestyle business, right? And then all they do is their business every moment of the day that they're breathing, right? Well, that's not what you meant when you said you wanted a lifestyle business, right?
Well, you know, I can be one of those people. It's so easy yeah. when you love the people who you work with.
And yes.
you love what you're doing, but that's been actually what has bond, I guess is the word, these thoughts that we're even talking about and me thinking, let's have fun, because I'm like, because yeah. I looked up and I'm like, yes, I have a lifestyle where I have a business that I can do however I want. I love the people I work with. I love the topics I'm around. Yeah. My business is my personal business, but I don't like being this busy.
Right.
I don't want to be, always involved, and especially having a son watching me.
Yeah.
And so I notice how much that I don't want that, even though I love. And it's like, and I have fooled myself or to some degree saying, but I do exactly what I love. I do exactly, everything is how I love it to be. I've created exactly how I want it. And the reality is I work more than I ever want to work.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't feel like it would if I were working somewhere where I didn't want to be working, right?
Well, right. It's better than that. But how can it be even better than what it is, right? And how can it be more fun? And how can it support you in your reaching for frequency 500, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how can it be the frequency you want it to be?
Yes. So yeah. When you launched your newest thing, or you're about to launch this newest thing.
Yeah.
Did you tell what the name of it is?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, when you launch it and you think about it, you smile and you glow. How do you feel inside?
Oh my gosh. I'm excited. And it's one of those things that it is marrying other things. Like, it goes great with this and it goes great with that. And it's just like a weaving together of stuff, but it's so simple. And you know, I in my business, I like things to be simple. When mm-hmm. I have to interact with more complicated things, that's when I call Brickanes and say, can you please help me figure out this more complicated platform or whatever, right? Like, that's Brooke's so good at that, y'all. But I want things that I have to deal with simple. And this feels so good. And I'm so glad to hear you say that you like how I look when I talk about it, because I feel so good. And I got the idea on Saturday. We're recording this on a Wednesday. I got the idea on Saturday. On Monday, I told my DIY sales and marketing mastermind group about it and said, it's starting on Wednesday, and today is Wednesday and it's starting. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's the,
you got me so fired up. I almost went right behind the scene and started my new funnel. I'm like, oh wait, Brooke, we're still here doing something.
Yeah, that's right, Brooke. You can't go start a new funnel yet. You've got to finish talking on frequency 500, but it is so fun to just be excited.
Yes.
To be excited about stuff. It just like, yes, yes, yes.
Lynn, I wonder what everybody's excited about that's listening.
I know. I want to know that too. So that I think, Brooke, I'm going to say this right. Help me know that I'm saying this right. They can go to frequency500.com, and up at the top of the screen is a menu item that says submit a story. So we want to hear what you're excited about. What are you working on in your life? What is coming to you for something new to think about or do? Maybe it's a craft project. Maybe it's a thing with your kid or grandkid. Maybe it's a business thing. Maybe it's, I don't know what, it could be anything you're excited about. What are you excited about to the point that you know it's raising your frequency? We want you to go submit a story, right?
That's right. That's right. And then if you're a woman and feel inspired, we will post this also in the Unleash Your Unstoppable group, and you can reply there as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think you mean the Uprising Unstoppable Powerful Women Group.
Oh, I'm sorry, I did. Oh, the Unleash is, that's our favorite. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have favorites around here, but Unleash is our private group coaching that we do together. And
yeah,
we love it so much.
Yeah, we do. We do. We do love it so much. It's another thing that gets me excited and raises my frequency every week, you know, being with people that are in that group always does that for me. You know, it's what you were talking about earlier, Brooke, about how you love the people you get to work with.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend of mine recently who has a regular corporate style job. And she's been having some challenges at work what I would call interactions with other people in the organization that make it hard to be there, right? And make you question how you feel about yourself, right? And things like that. And I was listening to her and talking with her this week, and all I could think was, there's just not enough money in the world. And so, you know, to make me do that again, there just isn't. Like, it would be such a frequency lowerer for me to be in that situation. And so I asked her that question. I said, if you had all the freedom that you want to work from home, you know, it might be at a job, but you could work from home and it was work that you could get done at 2 a.m. if you wanted to, or at 4 p.m. It didn't matter when you did it. You just had to get your work done, and you could take, you know, you could plan your time to take off 3 weeks and go do family stuff when you need to, because that happened to her recently. What would that be worth to you monetarily? And she just couldn't answer it. And for me, it's worth everything. Like, yeah. Just everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You got to know what matters to you. And you got to look at this whole question of raising our frequencies and by being excited about stuff. It's also about, like, where are you putting up with stuff you're not excited about? And where is that?
Right.
Bringing it down, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. I could go on another help,
but I'm not going. Maybe to. That's another show.
That's another show. We'll have to end this one and do that one. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Lynn, it's been fun. It's always fun.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for being here with me, Brooke. And thanks for all you do to keep us connected to the Frequency 500 world out there. Shout out to all our listeners. We're glad you're here with us. And we appreciate you. And go submit a story.
Yay.
Frequency500.com.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.